Everybody, it's Celine
and TJ,
and we're back for another episode of
TJ and Celine Nerd Out Two Nerdy Things. Okay, we got a new little setup going on here.
We're in
Celine's little
nook.
Little nookie.
I didn't mean that.
I was going to say, we're in her nookie. Get out of my nook.
I'm going to give you a nookie. Oh, that's a nookie. Never mind.
Yeah. so we're trying something a little new.
Feels right.
I was going to move it because the bar is right in front of her face, but it's a little wetter. We'll figure it out. We'll get there.
I think this is good.
Yeah. What are we here for?
We're here to talk about the effects of crack cocaine on early pregnant women and their fetuses. I'm sorry.
And their feet?
And their fetuses.
It could be their feet.
And their feet. I'm sorry. It's the first thing that came to my head. That's a very dark topic, actually.
But we can talk about it if you really want.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with me? That's deep, dark. I don't even have any, trauma.
Do you have statistics on this?
No, I have no clue. Anyway, I'm sorry that I'm dark and twisty.
It's okay.
I is who I is.
That's why we're friends.
We're back to talk about boxes. No. Yep. Later.
Yep. It's coming up.
It's going down.
No. Someone's going down.
We're actually talking about another episode of TJ. Hit it.
Moon Knight. Celine, what's going on?
I'm just going to preface. This will be a very short podcast. We have no fucking idea what's happening.
None.
At all.
So I mentioned this to Celine when we were watching. So far, this is the first MCU show that really has no ties to the MCU so far.
Mm.
But it's in the same universe.
Yeah, so it's canon, but there are no apparent connections.
Or ties, yet. Yeah. Yet. I think they're coming.
I do agree with you. I think that they're going to tie it in somehow. I think they have with every show so far.
Also, every show so far has...
had a past.
Has already had an origin in the MCU.
This is the first one that they've... done an introduction, so that's kind of cool.
It's the first character to get their own show. Wait, no, that sounds wrong. The first brand new character to get a show first before a cameo in a movie.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
It is.
And I just don't really know what's going on.
So first episode, just to recap for you guys, was more Steven understanding that, oh, fuck, I have multiple personalities, and one of them happens to control a moon god that needs to kill guilty people that have done dumb shit. Okay, so just to recap that for you. Second episode is us understanding, oh, Mark Spector is, the assassin ninja dude who calls upon Khonshu, the moon god that has very deep god complex.
Literally.
So the second episode is basically Mark running around with Steven in the mirror saying, let me out. Mm-hmm. And Mark being like, fuck off. And it's a lot less of him fainting and having blackouts because we actually are with the person that was doing the blacking out. So mm-hmm. Mark is he is Moon Knight. They're all Moon Knight, but Mark is, the first.
Mark is a Moon Knight. Steven is Mr. Knight.
Mr. Knight, that's right. It's cool that they brought the suit in.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Yeah.
They are differentiating them, so Steven wears the suit. Mark wears, the cape and Batman, shtick. Yeah, the second episode is really us understanding that it explains what Khonshu wants Mark to do, which is stop Amit from rising. And TJ actually googled who Amit is, so do you want to kind of give a little spiel of who Amit is?
So I don't know if I missed it, but I don't think they explain who Amit is.
I don't think
at least they haven't yet.
No.
Ammit is basically a goddess of the underworld, a demon.
Yeah. Like a Lilith.
A devourer of death. Yeah, like a Lilith.
Yeah.
And they don't really explain who that... I mean, you figure she's probably someone not good.
No.
But, yeah, it's interesting.
It is.
You know, I admit it, I don't know that much about Egyptian mythology.
I know a little
or
bit.
Or any.
I know the basics. I know that... I know that... What's his face?
Love him.
What?
Love him.
He's the best. I can't think of him, but...
Isis? Osiris?
Who's... Anubis. I know who Anubis is, god of the underworld, which I don't even think he was a part of... We'll get to that, but he's a part of that.
The trifecta.
Yeah. Or the group. Yeah, so the Egyptian history is interesting because it's like one of the first ancient mythological characters or gods. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting because they all have a lot... darker of a helm. So like Anubis is literally the god of death and not like the god of the underworld. He's literally god of death and the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like Hades Hela. Is like, yeah, where Hela is the same thing and Hades is like god of the underworld. So he just mm-hmm. like is like the ferryman essentially. Actually, that's technically it's Chiron, but
yeah, it's interesting. Egyptian mythology is interesting because we're like, based on what I know and what I, in my limited understanding, where like as the Greeks celebrated the gods, the Egyptians feared them and their name held power.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't say their name unless it was for a reason.
They're also almost all of them have like animal,
mm-hmm.
Animal body parts, or so like a head of a dog or like the wings of a, so it's much more like I would say like based in the planet itself versus just like human looking, like how Greek or Roman mythology made gods mm-hmm. seem or look. So yeah, they did not explain Ammit. So Ammit is a demon that Ethan Hawke is trying to rise up from somewhere that they haven't quite explained why she's there yet. Mm-mm. Like she did something and they like, or she's underground in the underworld. I don't really know.
It's more the third episode, but we'll get to that later.
So there, Arthur Harrow is essentially looking for the scarab this whole episode, and Mark is trying to keep the scarab from him, and Steven's trying to keep Mark from being Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all kind of, the whole episode is them kind of running around.
The whole episode is Mark trying to keep the scarab away from Arthur.
Yeah.
And Arthur, it's such an old name.
Arthur.
Yeah. I mean, you think about when the comic was written, you know, you got Peggy and Peter. Well, Lois. Peter's not really an old name. Lois. Yeah. That's DC, but yes.
Yeah.
So it's funny, like,
mm-hmm.
all the old names. It's like
Mary Jane. Also.
Mary Jane, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, this whole episode is them is Mark trying to keep the scarab away from Arthur. We do get a really cool, I would say, dual fight scene.
Yeah.
With Moon Knight and Mr. Knight.
Yeah.
We get introduced to Mr. Knight in this one. Favorite part of the whole episode? What? Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You can't catch me, I'm Steven with a V or something like that.
Yep.
I laughed so hard at that.
My favorite part of the episode is that we got the superhero pose.
Oh, yeah.
Now, at this point, Marvel is just making fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got the superhero pose, but then he fell over.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're just like making fun of it.
Yep.
Point. I just hear Deadpool and Yelena just cackling in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, ew, gross.
Yep. Such a poser.
Such a poser. Ooh. Disgusting.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And the fight scene. The fight scene was cool because you got to see... Well, first, you really got to see Moon Knight. You got to see him a little bit in the first episode, but you got to see him, like...
For real.
Fully kick some ass in this episode.
He's badass.
He is. A lot of people, like, equate him to Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Not really. You know, I guess fighting style.
Like, I guess they have similar... like time spans where they take vengeance at night.
Yeah. But then we get introduced to Mr. Knight in his white suit and Deadpool-esque mask.
Yeah.
And he ends up taking on one of the the demons.
Yeah.
Not well.
No.
But he gets a punch in.
He's learning.
Yeah.
He's learning.
So that was pretty cool. I will say one of the coolest scenes, I think, of this episode is when Mark says, "Give me the suit."
Mm-hmm.
And we see him, like, close his eyes, and you see the wrappings come around, and he turns into the Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns around, and you know he's just about to kick their ass.
I think that Oscar Isaac is doing such a good job at the transitions.
I honestly, when he's Mark and he's Steven, it actually feels like two totally different people.
I just feel like we've been sleeping on Oscar Isaac. I know he's been in a lot of stuff, but I don't think I knew how good of an actor he was until he was transitioning between the two.
Right.
And I was like, oh. And we saw it quite a bit more in the third episode.
Yeah.
But.
We do. Which we'll talk about the third episode here shortly, but.
We just watched it, guys, so it's fresh on my brain. So I'm sorry that I keep referring to it.
No, it's okay. It's hard. It's hard when you watched it to not
talk about it.
To not mix them up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was anything. Honestly, like I said, the whole episode, or like Celine said, the whole episode is
them
running.
Yeah, essentially, they're like running through the whatever city they're in, London.
I think so.
Yeah. And, oh, one thing. This is not a me theory. This was a somebody else theory. And it'll relate to the third episode, but I did read this before this third episode came out. There is the theory that there is a third personality because the front desk guy kept calling him Scotty. And he kept being like, okay, Scotty. And Steven would be like, my name's Steven. And he's like, yeah, Scotty. Like, and it was very blatantly saying a different name, and Steven was correcting him, but he kept doing it. And while people at first were like, oh, he's just being rude and a dick, other people are like, what if there's a different personality named Scotty?
So, that's a good theory.
It was our Marvel group that we're in. Yeah. I did not come up with that.
I'll take credit, I did.
It was me. It was all me.
Just kidding, it wasn't me. So that would make a lot of sense. So I read, even before the show started, was that there's supposed to be three different personalities.
Because
mm-hmm. I think in the comic book, he has three different ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading the comic books right now to try to familiarize myself more with the character. But I'm not at that part, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm just at Mr. Knight.
Okay.
Or Mark.
Steven?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, I was like, no.
Steven. Yeah, Steven with a V. He's the Brainiac. Which I want to talk about that too. So about the three personalities. And I feel like they've been hinting at it too.
Mm-hmm.
In the very first episode, when Steven is looking in the mirror, there's three mirror panels, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also, I can't remember, there's another moment where the elevator, there's three different panels.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's Steven and Mark looking at each other, and then either Mark or the body of Steven and Mark is faced backwards.
I do remember that.
So
that was actually kind of a creepy scene.
It was. Once we talk about the third episode more, we'll talk about it. But interesting, because mm-hmm. I definitely think that there's some stock in that theory.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the personalities? There's something. Celine brought this up, but you know what? We'll talk about that third episode.
I was going to say, let's keep that. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, because you mentioned it this episode, not last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, though, up to episode two, I'm interested.
I'm curious.
Very curious to see where it's going. Curious to see how it ties into the MCU, if it even will, or if it is its own thing.
I don't know. I'm curious. We don't know anything.
I mean, I definitely think Moon Knight will appear in other things.
I think he's already too popular not to.
Yeah.
People love him.
I know he's a very popular actor. Even before the show, a very popular character, mm-hmm. but also a popular actor.
I was going to say Oscar Isaac's very popular too.
He's been in a lot of big budget movies. Yeah. I mean, he was in Star Wars, Dune.
Yep. He's also like showed up in like random ass big budget movies.
Yeah, he does a lot of indie movies too. Yeah,
he does.
I'm trying to think of other series he was in. I know he's been in more.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a very versatile actor.
He is.
Actor. Love of Trevor was in this.
What if he just popped up?
I want your theory to come true.
I need Marvel to like listen to us. Yes. That would be great if he just cameoed in everything.
It'd be so funny if he just.
It doesn't need. I know he's Ben Kingsley. He doesn't have a lot of time. He just needs to be in one fucking scene.
He just like walks across the screen like Morris.
Morris, where'd you go?
Oh, you bloody pigeon!
Have you seen my fat pigeon?
I don't know if he calls him a pigeon, but it felt right.
I agree with
that. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I really don't have anything.
It's funny because the episodes are longer than like WandaVision, but because we don't know what's going on, we don't know what to talk about.
And we have no real knowledge of Moon Knight. TJ and I didn't know a whole lot about him beforehand. Whereas like WandaVision, Loki, all of them, we kind of had some foresight. So we had theories to give.
Not only foresight, but years with these characters.
Yeah. So we had theories to give. There was a lot of storylines that they could have taken. We have no clue where this is going. We don't know who the third personality is. If there even is a third personality that they're bringing to the table this time around.
Mm.
Or is Khonshu the only, like, is that who the third personality is?
Doesn't feel like it.
So that's what we thought previously. We thought he was like the third
mm-hmm.
voice or whatever. I'm going to go ahead and say that this episode blatantly put Khonshu as like a separate entity from everything else and not a personality. Like he is just mm-hmm. the god of vengeance. That's all he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's not all.
With the bird head.
Fucking creepy.
It is creepy though.
Yeah, he's a creepy god.
But it's interesting. I do like that this is darker. I've been currently rewatching Daredevil because
mm-hmm.
Daredevil, for those who don't know, is one of my Elektra is my absolute favorite character. Daredevil is probably my second favorite character. Mm-hmm. I think he's such an interesting person because he like literally doesn't have any powers.
But he
kind of
does.
But he does. Like, yeah. He has, like, sonar-type yeah. senses. Or, as he calls it, the world on fire.
Yeah.
And I love that that show is darker.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope that they...
keep doing it?
Continue with that.
I think they will. They've said that this is going to be a darker
mm-hmm.
tone, so...
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Mm-hmm. And I heard that they're going to be soft rebooting Daredevil.
Well, now it's canon. They all are, according to Kevin Feige.
I've heard such conflicting things on that. But here's my thing. He played Daredevil, for those who haven't seen Spider-Man, sorry. No Way Home. He played Daredevil in that movie. Why wouldn't it be canon now?
It is canon now. Yeah. If he didn't.
You know, like, makes no sense.
So, Kevin Feige's confirmed that Daredevil's canon. He yeah. said in a YouTube video that I watched that Daredevil's canon. He has not confirmed any of the other shows. But... I think all of them have moved to Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they've all moved and not just Daredevil, Kristen Ritter was a great Jessica Jones.
Again, a character who even to this day I don't really know that much about.
No.
Other than from what I've seen on the show.
Yeah.
But I thought she did such a great job.
She is Jessica Jones to me. There's very mm-hmm. few times where characters become like the actor to me.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel has done that very well,
mm-hmm.
I would say. So far, I think almost every, except for the Eternals, those I can take or leave. There weren't like anything.
They weren't groundbreaking enough for me.
Again, I will say this again and again. Angelina Jolie should have been Cersei, and Cersei should have been Angelina Jolie's character.
100%.
Athena, sorry.
Yep. 100%. All right. Well, I don't have anything else unless there's anything else you want to talk about.
Not a lot, enchilada.
All right. Well, that's all we got. TJ and Celine.
Oh.
Out.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Don't want
to
be a
fool for you.
Just another thing.
For two.
I was trying not to laugh.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.